Round two, name that tune, 90s soundtrack edition.
That's right. And we continue along with tune and clue number six. This song was written for the 1998 movie City of Angels, where it's sung from the perspective of Nicolas Cage's character.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Nailed it.
That movie's so depressing.
I've never seen it.
It's not funny.
Not funny at all.
No.
It was the first to make you think log trucks were dangerous before Final Destination.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Spoiler alert.
You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't want to go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is.
You gotta hear the hook, right?
Sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know.
They just recently played a festival or maybe an outdoor concert where it torrentially downpoured.
Yeah.
And they sang this song, and apparently it was just like an incredible moment.
Like a true romance movie kind of moment.
Yeah. All right. Tune and clue number seven. This song has been featured in so many movies, television shows, and even video games. But one of its most memorable appearances is in the prom scene of the 1999 teen romantic comedy She's All That, starring Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook. Right ahead of the dance routine, Usher, who plays the prom DJ, tells the crowd, "Right about now, we're going to do that dance I taught you. And I know you've been practicing." Here is your tune number seven.
Right about now.
Oh. Hot Wings.
Fat Boy Slim Rockefeller Skank.
That's right.
The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now.
An A for repetitiveness.
Soul Brother, right
oh my
about
God,
now.
Yes.
The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now.
I can't take it much longer.
Funk
okay, good.
I got like 10 more.
Good.
All right, tune in clue number 8. This is featured at the pivotal end scene at the 1999 movie Cruel Intentions, where after Sebastian, played by Ryan Philippe, however you say his last name, dies. Maitland.
The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony.
That's right. And
good
since
call.
You guessed it, I'm going to part it right where it starts to be good.
Because it's a bittersweet symphony that's live.
My sister and I used to be obsessed with Cruel Intentions, and then this song came on. We were out on the lake one day, and some dude was standing next to our boat, and he just goes, "That's some Cruel Intentions us!" And we looked at him, we were like, "We know!"
That was when he was like the sexiest he's ever been. And then him and Reese Witherspoon like got together, and it was like, that is the hottest couple.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being like, I don't know, 12.
Are they still together?
No.
Oh, no.
They have a
not
kid
for
together,
a long time,
though.
Right?
No, yeah. Not for a long time.
All right, tune in clue number 9. This song was the opening song in the 1978 Cheech and Chong comedy Up in Smoke, and along with Why Can't We Be Friends, the other song. It's also one of the two. Oh man, it's also one of two of the band's songs featured in the 1993 film Dazed and Confused.
Oh, boy.
Here is your tune number 9.
Hot Wings.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
That's Lowrider by War.
That's right.
Strong cowbell on that one.
It is.
You don't like this song either?
Oh, I love it. It's fine. Love that song.
Me too. All right, then we move along with Tune and Clue number 10. This song shows up in the 1998 Norm Macdonald movie Dirty Work as Norm's character Mitch returns home after being fired to find his girlfriend is also kicking him out. You might also recognize the song as it appears in the 1999 movie American Pie. Technically, it's not on the soundtrack, though, as it was released, but you hear the song when Jim is making a video call to Nadia. And he dances for her when his dad walks in, sees him dancing, doesn't acknowledge it, but walks out the door to continue dancing on his own. Here is your tune, number 10.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life.
Yes.
Were you thinking maybe Semi-Charmed Kind of Life?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't remember Kind of being in there.
I'm packed and I'm holding. I'm smiling, she living, she golden. She lives for me. Says she lives for me, evasion. Who won't motivation? She comes out and she
very specific time.
And I'll make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you want to do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show takes the stage. We give them the games to play. To say I want something else to get me through this semi-charm kind of life. Baby, baby,
I want something else.
I'm not listening when you say goodbye.
Love it. All right, Tune and Clue number 11. You guys have three more chances here to get on the board if you haven't yet. This song was featured in the 1991 film Terminator 2 Judgment Day when Arnold Schwarzenegger steps out of a bar wearing biker clothes. Hot Wings.
I think that's Steppenwolf Born to Be Wild.
No. Mm. It also appears in the movies The Parent Trap, Christine, Problem Child, and the opening scene of Major Payne, where Major Payne shows a fellow Marine how to take the pain off of his bullet wounds by breaking his fellow Marine's finger.
Wow.
It worked.
Oh, I know what it is now. Damn it.
Here is your tune, number 11.
Free beer.
Free beer. No.
George Thorogood, Bad to the Bone.
Thorogood and the Destroyers, but yes.
Yes. Do all children love this song? Because all of mine do.
I think so. I also think it was in every 90s movie. Yep.
By the way, riff. Turning this on in the car with all six kids and seeing most of them sing fills my cup.
Oh, the day I was born, nurses all gather round. They gaze in wild wonder at the joy found. Then nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. So you can tell right away.
Just tell me.
You can move any new.
Land
of the bone.
Tommy, that was outstanding.
Thank you so much. I had this on a Christmas ornament. It's the only reason I know it.
Okay.
It sounded like you knew it for sure.
That makes sense.
All right, Tune and Clue number 12. This song plays in the final scene of Happy Gilmore as he, his grandma, his girlfriend, and his caddy pull up to his grandma's house, which they finally won.
Hot Wings.
And cheers to the Chubbs. Hot Wings.
I think that's Lynyrd Skynyrd, Tuesday's Gone.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Abe Lincoln, Chubbs, and the Gator all wave from heaven above as the gang all walks into grandma's house together.
Yeah.
I get kind of mad at people who's the few people that I've met who are like, yeah, I didn't really like Happy Gilmore 2. Because their reasons are dumb. They're like, yeah, it's too much like the first one. What did you want it to be? More like Titanic, stupid?
Did you like the first one?
Yeah. You liked the first one, this one was like it, and you didn't, like, if you didn't get enjoy it just for the nostalgia, I can't be friends with you. On down the line, won't you please take me far away. What a great song.
Good ones.
Yeah.
All right. Our final tune and our final clue is this one right here. Number 13. This song was featured in a movie I'm not going to name because it'll immediately give it away. But the main character falls in love with his childhood bestie, much to the dismay of his jungle friends, Timon and Pumbaa.
Tommy.
What movie?
Tommy.
Phil Collins. Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
You've got the right song. The wrong singer.
Maitland.
I did this last.
Hot Wings.
Can You Feel the Love?
Oh. It sounded like
sure
you
did. Sounded like it.
Well, I dumped it just in case.
I did not. I said Golba.
What?
Which is just noise.
Yeah.
There's a calm surrender.
Every beer, it was clearly Golba.
Yeah, you know.
I checked the transcripts he makes. Feet of a rolling
wave can be turned. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where.
When you gave that clue, I'm like, how am I supposed to know who sings Bare Necessities?
Wrong. Like the Disney singers?
Yeah. Like, not even.
Isn't that the Jungle Book?
What's that?
Isn't that the Jungle Book?
It is.
Yeah. That's, I think you see the problem now.
Yeah. I was
not
thinking,
from the 90s.
Oh, I hope she accepts Timon and Pumbaa as an artist name.
Right. You were still closer to me.